You may be able to hear the comforting sound of a generator humming away, delivering electricity to this B&B that I'm in. I'm in Peggy O'Neill's B&B in Cashel. And Jim, my host, is well prepared for things like power outages. I look out of the window and I can see absolutely no light in the early morning dusk as I look out over what appears to be medieval ruins and a field and the glorious Irish countryside. I've just had a shower and it doesn't sound like much to those who have showers every day, but it's 20 times better, 100 times better than any shower you're going to have when there's electricity, because you're so thankful. Your appreciation is amplified somewhat when you've woken in a freezing house, albeit in an absolutely toasty warm bed with about 20 covers on last night, and you know you've got to kind of start the day and get out there at least maybe a little bit awoken with some water and just having an immersion heater, I imagine, a tank which has kept the water quite toasty throughout the night and maybe 15 or so hours since the power has been out. Must be more than that. It's a wonderful thing how much we appreciate the basics in times like this. And last night at the pub in Cashel, where everybody was gathered around the TV watching the football, and we were just thankful to be in the warm, surrounded by happy, friendly people, celebrating each other's company despite the football not going too well for them. And driving up that very dark road, having seen the pub sign swinging in the light, thinking they have a generator, was also pretty awesome. There's definitely a dark side to this, though. My host, Jim, bought this generator 6 years ago, never really had the need for it. But the conversation we had this morning when it was frozen and we're outside and a light smattering of snow bringing his also frozen car towards the generator so that we could jumpstart the brand new gel battery that had obviously been affected by the cold last night. Just to deliver a power to the house and the neighbours can come and charge their phones if they want to, and thankfully the 3G towers are working. And he says to me, well, this is the climate, isn't it? Everything is disrupted now. And we're used to facing disruption in industry and disruption in business models. And this is potentially the beginning of repeated disruption to society when our infrastructure, as fragile as it is, can collapse in something like a storm. And I know that there's been some horrible losses in the storms that have battered both England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales. And I wonder how this is going to make people think about their infrastructure over the top of their heads and around them. The technology that enables them to just get on in relative comfort. This last weekend I was in the Lake District cooking on a wood-burning stove, but there was the luxury of a gas bottle delivering gas to a shower that you could have every morning. This morning, you know, all would not be lost. I'm pretty sure that I could survive without a wash, but there's definitely something about being clean and morale, especially when I've got to go and deliver a talk today. Not far away from here, there's the potential of getting a stove going, warming up some water and having what we used to call a mandi in Southeast Asia and India, just panning warmish water over you just so that you can feel that you've washed away the grime from the day before. But simple things, very much appreciated, and I'm just wondering whether or not this generator that's humming now and feeding electricity into the arteries of this house means that the coffee machine in the kitchen can deliver me maybe a little bit more luxury. the spirit of the people here much stronger than the infrastructure, and for that I am very, very grateful.